ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the 7th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad called Bhumananda. In our last class, we were studying the 18th section called Manana, which alone can lead to Brahman. And what does Manana lead? Before we can think about it, we will have to also cultivate another great quality called Shraddha. So, only when there is Shraddha, then we will be able to really think about it. So, thinking deeply called Manana or Mati depends upon Shraddha. This was the topic we were discussing in our last class. So, Yada Vai Shraddha Dati Atha Manute. So, when a person has tremendous Shraddha, then only he can cogitate, think deeply, reflected upon, find out any, ferret out any type of doubts that are lingering in the depths of the mind, and then only he will be able to find out the truths. Sadly, we can all know when we open our eyes, then we see a spouse, a partner, either husband or wife, somehow they get some doubts and they have lost faith. And then once that doubt comes, they do not give a chance to it, whether it is really founded on truth or just it is their imagination. Somebody is not talking with me as used to talk in the past, etc., etc. And with each passing moment, this doubt grows, and then it can create a hell. Even if it is proved to be untrue, once a person develops that habit of doubting, then his life becomes very miserable. He will not trust anybody. That's why Sri Ramakrishna said that the characteristic of a great man is trust. Trustworthiness. Sri Ramakrishna never doubted any words of Swami, a future Swami Vivekananda. But then something peculiar happened. So one day there was a rain, and there is a belief in our Hindu system. There is a special bird called Chataka, and it drinks only rain water. It doesn't drink any water on the ground, pools, tanks, etc., rivers, etc. But Narendra contradicted it. No, no, sir, I see a bird. Sri Ramakrishna said, no, I don't believe it. No, you don't want to believe it, but I will prove it to you. So come outside. And he showed a bird. So Ramakrishna laughed out. That is not Chataka bird. So what is this? This is called inverse logic. What is it? Whatever drinks rainwater, that is Chataka bird. And whatever is seen to be drinking any other water is not Chataka bird at all. So Swamiji had to learn a lot from Sri Ramakrishna. One day, Swamiji criticized about blind faith. Something is a blind faith. Sri Ramakrishna, unlettered, though extraordinarily intelligent. After all, he is nothing but Mother Kali speaking. So he could narrate. So according to you, there are two faiths. One is called blind faith, another is called seeing faith. And Narendra had to bend down his head in shame, because by definition, faith means about which I do not know, but I come to know about something either through the Guru or scripture or a trustworthy person, like Mother says, there is a dangerous man in the other room. Never, never ever enter. He will gobble you up, Buchi man. Or she tells to the child, oh, there is this person is your uncle. Maybe that person is a low caste person. Maybe there is no relationship, but a good person. The child takes his mother's words for granted as absolute truth. We will give some more examples as we go along. So this word Shraddha has been given a very special meaning and the greatest emphasis, even by what is called Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Rama, and Bhagavan, of course, Sri Ramakrishna. Examples also we will give. In the Bhagavad Gita, the 17th chapter, so he says that the person who has got Shraddha, that is as good as reaching the goal. In the Katha Upanishad, Yamadharmaraja, seeing the Shraddha of Nachiketa, says, you are as good as reached the goal, even though the teaching did not start. And there are so many other things Ramakrishna tells about the Shraddha. We will talk about it in course of time. That's why I am taking quite some time, because this word Shraddha and belief and faith, these are synonymously used. They are not synonymous. But at the very beginning, let me give you a big difference. What we call belief, mainly what is called belief. Whatever we control, that means it is changing. Sometimes I believe in this, sometimes I believe in that, etc. That which we are masters, we control, that is called belief. And that which sits like a ghost on our head and controls every moment of our life, every aspect of our life, that is called Shraddha. Sits like a ghost. And when a person is possessed of ghost, completely the ghost controls that person. So, that is what Sri Ramakrishna said. Something descended upon my head and did not allow me to do what I want. For more than 12 years, I have to struggle very hard. What was that? Shraddha. So that is a very marvelous word. And also, like other suktas, like Medha Sukta, Shri Sukta, Durga Sukta, Neela Sukta, Bhu Sukta, Purusha Sukta, etc., for generating Shraddha within ourselves, there is a special Shraddha Sukta. And those who want to develop, they will have to every day pray to the Divine Mother, just as we pray to Mother Gayatri, grant me that intelligence to understand things completely and rightly. Similarly, O Mother, grant me that Shraddha. In Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya defined it as Guru Shastra Vakyeshu Satya Buddhi Avadharana Shraddha. What is the Shraddha? And then he also adds in the next line, Yaya Vastu Upalabhyate. Upalabhyate.
ఓన్లీ త్రూ శ్రద్ధ ది వస్తు, వస్తు మీన్స్ హియర్ బ్రహ్మన్ గాడ్ విల్ బి అవైలబుల్, నాట్ త్రూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ శ్రద్ధ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ శ్రద్ధ, వీ ఆర్ లైక్లీ టు అబ్టైన్ ఇట్. ఇఫ్ వీ హ్యావ్ శ్రద్ధ, శ్రద్ధ మే ఆల్సో కెన్ బి ఈక్వేటెడ్ యాజ్ రియాలిటీ, దెన్ వీ అబ్టైన్ ది వరల్డ్. దట్ మీన్స్ వీ బికమ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ వరల్డ్లీ. బట్ ఇఫ్ వీ ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ శ్రద్ధ ఇన్ గాడ్ ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్, అవర్ జాయ్ విల్ ఇంక్రీజ్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రద్ధ? యూ విల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో శ్రద్ధ, ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ. హియర్ రియాలిటీ మీన్స్ వాట్? గాడ్, బ్రహ్మన్, ట్రూత్. అండ్ ది వర్కింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టెండెన్సీ ఆఫ్ మూమెంట్ వన్స్ బీయింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ రియాలిటీ ఆర్ సినానిమస్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? ఇఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ బిలీవ్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ సైకలాజికల్ టెండెన్సీ ఓన్లీ టు డిజైర్ దట్, టు అప్టైన్ దట్ అండ్ టు బి వన్ విత్ ఇట్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ బిలీవ్ రియల్లీ దట్ దిస్ బాటిల్ కంటెయిన్స్ పాయిజన్, యూ విల్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ దట్. బట్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పాయిజన్ అండ్ యూ బిలీవ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అమృత, దెన్ యూ ఆర్ మోస్ట్ లైక్లీ గ్లాడ్లీ యూ విల్ డ్రింక్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఎవ్రీ డ్రంకర్డ్ యు నో, ఎవ్రీ బాటిల్ టెరిబుల్ శ్రద్ధ, ఇఫ్ ఐ డ్రింక్ దిస్ వన్ దెన్ ఆల్ మై ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ బి సాల్వ్డ్. దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ దీస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ అధ్యాస, సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ మ్యారీ దిస్ పర్సన్ హోల్ లైఫ్ ఐ విల్ బీ ఇన్ హెవెన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ గెట్ మోర్ మనీ ఐ విల్ బీ ఇన్ హెవెన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ గెట్ ఎ ఛాన్స్ ఇన్ యుఎస్ఏ ఐ విల్ బీ ఇన్ హెవెన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ గెట్ ఎ జాబ్ ఇన్ కెనడా దెన్ ఐ విల్ బీ ఇన్ హెవెన్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్, సో వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కళ్యాణ అధ్యాస, దట్ ఈస్ శోభన అధ్యాస, దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ప్లెజెంట్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్ డెల్యూజన్. ఇట్ డెల్యూడ్స్ అస్. బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది రియల్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రద్ధ? వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్. దట్ విచ్ మేక్స్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్స్ అవర్ లైఫ్ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ నో చాయిస్. యాజ్ ఇఫ్ సంబడి సిట్టింగ్ అండ్ పుట్టింగ్ ఎ గన్ బిహైండ్ అవర్ హెడ్ అండ్ సే డూ దిస్ ఆర్ ఐ విల్ బ్లో యూ ఆఫ్. దేర్ ఈస్ నో చాయిస్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఎ పర్సన్ పొసెస్డ్ బై ఎ గోస్ట్ డస్, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శ్రద్ధ. బట్ హౌ డూ వీ నో వీ హ్యావ్ గట్ శ్రద్ధ? నాట్ దట్ వీ డూ నాట్ హ్యావ్ శ్రద్ధ, బట్ దట్ శ్రద్ధ విచ్ ఓన్లీ మేక్స్ అస్ ఎఫ్రైడ్, అట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హెల్త్ గోస్ డౌన్ అండ్ సైకలాజికల్ హెల్త్ గోస్ డౌన్ అండ్ వీఆర్ బికమింగ్ డల్లర్ అండ్ డల్లర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అవర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ బికమ్స్ లెస్ అండ్ లెస్. వర్రీస్ గో ఆన్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్, అన్సర్టనిటీ, వర్రీస్, డీప్ అన్హ్యాపీనెస్, సారో, సఫరింగ్ ఇంక్రీజెస్ బై దోస్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్. వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ హ్యావింగ్ శ్రద్ధ, బట్ ఇన్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ అన్రిలయబుల్. శ్రద్ధ, సత్యం, రిలయబిలిటీ, బికమింగ్ హోలీ సత్, బికమింగ్ వైజర్ చెక్ అండ్ మూవింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఫాస్టర్ అండ్ ఫాస్టర్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆనంద, దట్ ఎలోన్ డిఫైన్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శ్రద్ధ. హౌ డూ వీ నో దట్ రియాలిటీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్? దట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫెయిత్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ అవర్ మైండ్. సో వీ డోంట్ నో. శ్రీరామకృష్ణ టెల్స్ అస్ గాడ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. హౌ డూ యూ నో? ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఇట్. హౌ డూ వీ నో హీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఇట్? నోబడీ క్వశ్చన్స్ దిస్ వన్. Either some people believe or some people say he is simply bragging or he is egotistic. So many people claim, I am a God-realized soul. How do we know? If you see it is, all my teachings are free, he is a, more or less is a good person. But American debit card, Visa debit card, he says, then the first thing is, don't have any Shraddha in such a person. This is a definite test. So, how do we know that there is faith? Because observe your behavior. If you are wanting more things from the world, you have got more faith in the world. But if you are wanting more of God, then you are having faith in God. You enjoy scriptures, then you have got faith in the scriptures. So, this is how we have to understand. That which really transforms our entire life, internal as well as external, That is called Shraddha. So, Mati and Shraddha always go together. What does it mean? Means, I have faith. There is a wonderful food material there. How? Because somebody whom I trust tells me, I have tasted it many times and it is indescribable and it is very good for you. So, that is how we slowly develop. Then we have to think, desire will come and then effort will come and then we also experience, yes, this person is right. And by the way of this text discussion, slightly out of context, how do we know? We all claim without the least hesitation that Sri Rama is an avatara, Krishna is an avatara, and Sri Ram Krishna is an avatara. How do we know? These are all empty words. As Sri Ram Krishna says, when two children are quarreling, and then they heard the words by God, and they also use, they think they have become great people by using those simple words. So this is how we also use the same word. So we also, unhesitatingly to newcomers, Sri Ram Krishna is the greatest incarnation of God. How do you know, sir? No, I don't know. You don't even admit it. But do we really know it? No. Did Girish Chandra Ghosh know it? No. Did Ramchandra Datta know it? No. But they had that faith. What is that? Faith that something is there, even without understanding it, but which transforms our life, that is called Shraddha. So, how do I know? How do we know that Sri Ramakrishna is an incarnation of God? Because I have faith in my guru or a teacher or an elderly person in whom I have tremendous faith. Maybe my mother, maybe my father, maybe my grandfather. And they tell me that Sri Ramakrishna is an incarnation of God. But why should we believe grandfather or grandmother? Look at their life. They're simple, they're trustworthy, and they are seeking what they believe. If they say Ramakrishna is an incarnation, but have the least interest in seeking him, in transforming their lives, it is not Shraddha, it is fakeism. So my guru told me, and how does my guru know about it? Because his guru told him. So like that, if you go on tracing, you will see. Then what is important? What am I talking about? Simply, do not take words, listen to the words, and then say, oh, that great person has said. How do you know he's a great person? So look at their character. Greatness can manifest in so many ways. Great magician. So many greatnesses are there. Greatest pickpocket in the world. No. What is it? Look at their lives. They lead very simple life, but they are quite happy, very, very happy. And any person who is very happy, even though there are no external things, in fact, it would be the opposite, that indicates that they have faith in it. So they are wise people also. And they are able to stand up to the changed circumstances far better than ourselves. Swami Brahmananji Maharaj was suffering very greatly towards the end. In another 2 or 3 days, his body will fall off. Everybody knows it. He also knows it. Then doctor who was attending him, he told him, Maharaj, you are suffering a great deal, isn't it? And then he said, in our state of mind, my child, so we have to take all these in our stride. What does he mean? That this world doesn't spare anybody. How much Christ must have suffered. And everybody thinks, all of us think, that horrible crucifixion, where the entire weight of the body is held up by excruciatingly painful pierced nails. But Sri Ramakrishna replied, coal is just like the pillowcase. Christ knew, I and my father are one, aham brahmasmi. For such a person, in that state, will there be pain? Absolutely no. How do we know that we are not superimposing these ideas? Because Sri Ramakrishna's life towards the end, and everybody thought he was suffering. His suffering was too great even to imagine. So one day Sri Ramakrishna pretended to be in great suffering, and Hari Maharaj came, future Swami, Turiyananda. And he said, see, look how much I am suffering. Hari Maharaj said, no, sir, you are swimming in Ananda Sagara. You are floating on the Ananda Sagara. What was Ramakrishna's rejoinder? Sala Dorechare. This rascal had found me out. By the way, this word rascal, the Bengali word is Sala, is a very endearing word towards children, towards beloved people, elderly people can use it too, towards the younger people, but otherwise the English word is a horrendous word. So, how are they? How was Ramana Maharshi? Look at the life of anybody. Cheerfulness, so much of joy, irrepressible joy is just coming out of them. So, without Shraddha, it is not possible. Even our faith in the worldly things makes us think. You heard about something, a new gadget has come, and you have the reviews are very good, and you have faith, and then you start thinking, is it possible for me to acquire it? Is it going to make my life a bit easier, happier? Can I do some things like that? So this is how one has to go about. So we have to differentiate real. The English translation of the word, Sanskrit word, Shraddha, is called faith. And faith in English language also means religion. What is your faith? Oh, I am a practicing Christian, practicing Catholic, practicing Protestant. That means their religion. And if you translate that word faith, in India, it is called dharma. Hindu dharma, Islam dharma, Bauddha dharma. We are not talking about that conduct, though it means that one. But here we are talking the particular name of the religion, follower religion. I am following the Hindu sages, etc. I am believing, not following. Very few people follow really. So, Shraddha is a kind of realization. What is it? Without having direct experience, what does direct experience do? It will prove to us that this is the truth, this is the reality. You have seen somebody, there can be no doubt about it. But by believing, there is such and such a place, and it is there, like heaven, like hell. The idea, heavens and hells exist other than this earthly sphere, that is purely based upon this scriptural teachings. That is where Shraddha is needed. That was why the Nachiketa's father half believed Swarga is available and I want to go there, but he did not fulfill the conditions. Whereas Nachiketa was ready to fulfill the condition. What is the condition? Everything that you have should be given up. And he said, my whole life has to be given up. That means I will have to go to face death. Then only I will know whether there is something beyond death. So that was the idea. The story conveys only the external crumb, that's all. But inside, if we go, how do you know that there is no death? Because only a dead person knows. That is why the word Shraddha comes only from the word Shraddha. And if you don't know the difference between these two, you are really doing Shraddha of the word Shraddha. Shraddha means what? That is offering prayers and offering certain things, pindadana, etc., to dead ancestors, anybody who is dead, father, mother, grandparents, and great-grandparents, Vamshiya. So, what does it mean? It means they are not dead, they are alive. They just have given up this body, and most likely they have gone to a higher world, and any world is a bondage. If we can add our prayers out of gratefulness, then we will also be saved by somebody who will offer prayers on our behalf. This is the custom that is coming from thousands of years down, even to this age. But the real kernel truth of the Shraddha is the faith death has no meaning. Death doesn't exist. It is a movement from the vyakta to avyakta, visible to the invisible, from this one body to another body, that's all. Even Pitru Purushas have a special body. Even Indra Chandra, they have a special body. But those bodies, like amoeba bodies, they are very subtle, very difficult to see unless we move in the same vibration. It is not possible. Even ghosts we cannot see. First you try to see a ghost, then you will see 75% you will advance in spiritual life. Because once you see a ghost, you know that death doesn't hold any terrors at all. That is the idea. And after seeing the ghost, the only refuge for you will be only God, nobody else. So, this is what I just started. The mantra goes like this. This is section 19 of the 7th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. That is, which is named as Bhumananda. Yada vai shraddha dhati atha manute na ashraddha dhan manute. Ashraddha dhan na manute. Shraddha eva manute. Shraddha tu eva vijignasitavyeti. Shraddham bhagavo vijignasa iti. When one has faith, only then does one start reflecting. One who doesn't have faith does not reflect, cannot reflect. Only one who has faith alone can reflect. One must desire to understand faith. Understand means to develop Shraddha. Narada rejoined her, Venerable Sir, I desire to have that Shraddha. Even this English translation, understand faith, is a very weak word actually. So, he who has faith, that person alone does reflect. Without faith, one does not reflect. That is the meaning of it. And in my last class also, I brought certain points. So, just before we talk about faith, let us meditate for a few seconds upon Nachiketa. Because Shraddha Avivesha, he was possessed by Shraddha. He became an embodiment of Shraddha. Say Ramakrishna, look at his picture. He's an embodiment of Shraddha. So what is the proof that a person is possessed of Shraddha? That alone, which transforms one's life thoroughly, completely, is called Shraddha. But what is the relationship between us and Shraddha? We cannot live a single second, a millisecond, without Shraddha. You step out of your house and you must have Shraddha that somebody is not taking up a gun and shooting you down, that a cab taken by a drunken driver is not going to run over you. You want to travel by plane, by car, by cycle, by scooter, whatever means, even walking. There is no guarantee next second we will be alive. It is not possible. So we submit when we enter into hospital, the doctor is not there to cajole us, to request us. It's a commandment. We submit ourselves to the surgeon's knife, hoping he knows, and we have faith that it is not the surgeon. Actually, it is our Purva Janma karma which decides whether we are cured or not cured. But unfortunately, when it comes to having faith in God, so many doubts arise. We question the validity of having faith in anything that is unseen and unknown. So, life after death, the existence of heavens and hells, existence of different gods and goddesses, existence of even ghosts, not to speak of Ishvara or Nirguna Brahma, much less. But in the same faith that moves our everyday life is directed towards God. And what do we call it? Blind faith. This was what I was referring earlier when Narendra had decreed that it is all blind faith. It is equated with superstition. But you know, taken in the right way, superstitions are greatest spiritual aids. I have a superstition that the first thing that I have to look upon waking up and before going to sleep, look at the lotus feet of Holy Mother, first Holy Mother only, not Sri Ramakrishna. is a dodgy fellow. First Holy Mother, then wherever Holy Mother is there, Sri Ramakrishna cannot dodge. So, then Swami Vivekananda. Afterwards, make pranams and then do whatever has to be done. So, we question the validity itself of having faith in the unseen and unknown. But then, that is called blind faith. So, is not all faith blind? What does it mean? Faith means without knowing what is the truth, but believing that there is a truth and behaving accordingly, and that is called faith. So, Sri Ramakrishna asks to Narendra, has faith any? I speak either of faith or of direct knowledge. So, what is faith? What is Shraddha? Always remember, I don't like this word faith. I want to use the word Shraddha, but for our English speaking devotees, we are using, interchanging it. Lot of words I am using in English translation, but they do not convey exact meaning. But those who know it, they can understand it. So, if you have direct knowledge, I have seen there is a beautiful flower that is called direct knowledge. But somebody whom you can trust, he will never tell, he will never cheat, even in fun. If he says that I have seen such a one, and because you have faith in that what he describes, because of what you have seen in him, he will not tell a lie, etc. So, what is the example of this blind faith? Without question, every word in our scriptures as a literal truth. There are many religions, including Hinduism. And then, what is a scripture, what is Veda, what is Quran, what is Bible? Direct word of God. But you have to understand, every word that he said that, and we do not exercise our imagination, our intelligence, in what context he said that, and in what context we are applying it. We are applying to every context, which is supposed to be used only in a particular context. So, there are some religions, that which was prevalent 1600 or 1700 years before, and that has to be implemented now. That is why Hindus believe God incarnates. One of the most important missions of every incarnation is to reinterpret the scriptures, keeping the eternal values intact, but keeping in mind the changing circumstances and making them practicable, which Swami Vivekananda called practical Vedanta. So, Swami Vivekananda, he said, very beautiful words these are mantras. Be an atheist if you want. You say, I don't believe in God, but do not believe in anything unquestioningly. So, if you believe in anything unquestioningly, you are worse than an atheist. There are so many atheists, and you remember, because so many times I refer to these things, once an atheist came to Sri Ramakrishna, what is the way out for me? And Sri Ramakrishna said, why don't you pray like this? He invented prayer. Oh God, if you exist. Oh God, if you are kind. These are not Sri Ramakrishna's words. I am adding a bit of masala. So, if you are gracious enough, then this is what I want. Please grant my prayer. Do you have any problem in praying to God like that? And he said, no. Because if you exist, there is no problem. You exist, there is a problem. So, immediately, he started improving. And then what happens? Always the evolution is from atheism or from non-thinking to unquestioning thinking, then questioning thinking, then confirmation. This is how evolution always works. You have to keep in mind. Swamiji, how many times, how many wonderful things he had seen just by a touch. Ramakrishna made him lose consciousness and regain consciousness at the mere touch, and many other miracles of which we have no slightest indication. And all those things, they kept only for themselves. Simple example I am telling, This has been recorded. Swamiji said that sometimes Sri Ramakrishna came to me in a subtle form, took out my soul, and then he taught me so many things. And during one of those experiences, Sri Ramakrishna said, today I will show you the form of Radha, Premi Radhi. And then Swamiji was following. Probably he will point out to some object and say, that is Radha. No. After some time, Sri Ramakrishna turned back towards Swamiji and said, look at Radha. And he himself became Radha. Like this, how many experiences Swamiji and other disciples had? Practically every day they were seeing that one. How, but this man, the doubts have not come. Even at the just 2-3 days before Sri Ramakrishna passed away, his body was unable to move. And yet, you know, if you remember the incident, Holy Mother was taking food upstairs, and then Sri Ramakrishna, like an arrow, went, and next second, before Holy Mother could reach the room, he reached and lying like that, as if he could. Where did he go? Holy Mother asked. Where can I go? Of course, he was true. He was stuck in the highest Vedanta. Where can he go? He who is everywhere, he cannot go anywhere. But Holy Mother said, I saw you rushing out. Then he admitted, there is a very angry snake. What new information we get out of it? There are snakes which are angry. There are snakes which take revenge upon you. So perhaps you have thrown a stone, it hit the serpent, and it traces you like CID back to your house. It is waiting under your... I used to fear like that. And then look down before putting my foot, because I used to throw lot of stones like that. So, these are called superstitions. Does this man, who cannot move without the help from somebody, that means body, can he be incarnation? And then Sri Ramakrishna gathered all his strength. I don't know, I don't understand why he should gather all this strength. He could have as well exhibited a little. But crystal clear, voice. He said, O Naren, even now doubt, he who was Rama, he who was Krishna, is reborn in this age, in this body, mind complex of Sri Ramakrishna. So, Ramakrishna means not only Rama and Krishna. Do not confine. He was Buddha, he was Jesus. Every incarnation that came from the beginning of Srishti, he was that same soul who lives assuredly in the Saptarshi Mandala. We don't know, all these are mystical things, but then Swamiji's doubt has gone. So doubts can overpower us, even in the last moment. Have I taken a wrong step? So did I commit a terrible mistake? Whole life is gone. So if whole life goes in doubts, when are you going to move forward? You must have some strong faith to move forward. That's very, very important. So Narendra tested with a coin. We know that. So Sri Ram, but what was the reaction of Sri Ramakrishna? You are still doubting me? I will curse you? No. Sri Ramakrishna encouraged him to do so. My children, test like a goldsmith tests, like a gold seller tests a gold coin. You test me by day, test me by night. Only when you are convinced, then my teachings will be effective. That's what he meant. Then we'll talk the topic of faith and reason. Although real faith is founded upon reason, it should not stop there. So, what is tarka? Nyaya, it is called. What is the relationship between reason and revelation? Reason cannot reveal, cannot tell anything. But is it rational to believe in the other world, etc.? Swamiji used to give the example. Just now a baby is born and it is either blind or deaf or maimed, disabled, something. Just now born. What bad karma did this child really do? The only option is it must have had previous births, must have done something, and this is coming. And if you do not those people who do not believe in punarjanma, rebirth, etc., you know what they do? They will simply say, it is fate, just it is accident. That is what? No, there is no accident. Even if two cars collide, it is not an accident. So there's something has gone wrong, brakes have broken down, or somebody is drunk and they are thinking something else, and some reason is there, and that which happens, we call it an accident. What is an accident? The reason why such an event happened, when we cannot understand, it is called an accident. But accident doesn't mean that there are no causes behind it. So reason should help us to understand the scriptures. That is the relationship between reason and revelation. And how do we do that? So this is the reason. How do we know this person is a God-realized soul? Because God-realization are two words. They cannot be understood by those who did not realize God. But Sri Ramakrishna is, let alone he being an avatara, he is certainly claimed as a God-realized soul. How do we know? How do we know? Because look at his life. And if this, we know that this is a law, if there is no cause, there will be no effect. And what is the effects? We see he is absolutely good. He has no attachment to the world. He is a very happy person. Whatever comes, heat or cold, honor or dishonor, he is ever happy like a small child. And he wants to do only the best for anybody else. So that complete unselfishness, complete capacity to love, to put up with anybody infinitely, indefinitely, and such goodness we will not find anywhere. Such unselfishness we do not get anywhere. If we see these characteristics, they are called effects, and those effects are the real effects of something deeper, which is called his faith in God, his experience of God. That is how we know all those things. How do we know he is an incarnation? Now, an ordinary realized soul cannot exhibit so much of power. But he is like a huge ship, as Ramakrishna says, a small twig floating in the stream. Even if a small bird sits, it will sink. But if it is a boat, it will not sink. It will take a few people. If it is a fairly big ship, it will take a lot more people. But have you seen traveling between UK and France? They introduced one ferry service. And once you enter there, thousands of trucks, cars, motorcycles, and passengers, all of them, within 1.5 hours, you are on the other side or on this side. So an avatara is one who not only crossed it himself, but he has the power to take many. And if you want further proofs, even today, by hearing Sri Rama, Ramcharitmanasa, Ramayana, or Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela, etc., millions of people literally, they develop faith. Their life becomes sanctified and transformed, and they become more joyous, more unselfish. Just the power of this incarnation is still very functional. How many millions are taking Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, even today? And it will continue for a long time to come. The phenomena of Ramakrishna started only just now. So, reason is very necessary. It is finite, but it is like a right pointer. It points in the right direction by making us interpret it in a particular way. Reason can lead us to a certain point, but after which faith must take over and carry us to the final realization of God. So Nachiketa had faith, and then until that time, what was the reason? These are the conditions to be fulfilled if we want to go to heaven. And when he attained that complete faith through reason, what am I doing? I'm trying to give up whatever is not very good, very useful, but trying to retain. So I want to keep my legs in this world. What am I going to do with any good cow or money or everything? if I want to go to the other world. So, Shraddha Avivesha. That reason of that seeker called Vajasaneya, he developed. Previously, it was half faith, half doubt. Now, complete faith. And then, the moment that faith possessed him, he was ready to give up not only everything external, including his own body. That is the symbolism of going to death means what? I have to transit from the limitation to the unlimited. So, Swami Vivekananda says, all religion is going beyond reason. But reason is the only guide to get us there. Stick to reason until you reach something higher, and you will know it to be higher because it will not collide there with reason. It will not conflict with reason. It takes you beyond reason, but it has no conflict or opposition to true reason. Intellectual conviction is essential, but this in itself is not faith. Then there are two elements within each one of us. One is called mind and heart. So our conviction of the existence of God is in our minds and has not yet reached the heart. Sri Ramakrishna illustrates beautifully. So he tells a story. It is the story of a thief who knew that there is gold in the next room, and then whole night, if he knows there is gold and the obstruction between the two rooms, the curtain is very thin, do you think a thief will really be able to sleep until he catches hold of that gold? So what does it mean? If he has doubts, he will not even try. But because he has faith, he knows through faith there is gold and he cannot sleep. Why? I can sleep. You can sleep. But he can't sleep. Why? Because he is a thief. Who is a thief? He wants to steal. So we are also thieves. Don't worry. God is the greatest thief in the whole world. Askaranam pataye namaha. Stenanam pataye namaha. So it is through reason we slowly develop faith, which transforms reason alone, rationality alone, transforms our character. Why should I worry? The entire crux of this beautiful book by Dale Carnegie, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, is through reason. So, if everybody goes through it, some people come out untarnished, but many people get sunk there. So, mind always entertains some belief, but many doubts also. But when it goes to heart, then it is a different matter. Now look at it, at this beautiful song, that Monre Krish Kaj Janona. So there is a beautiful song like that. In the end, it goes on like that. There is a fellow, he was a dwarf, and he wants to catch the moon. Then he says, Amar Mon Bujena, Amar Pran Bujena, something like that, I do not remember exactly. My mind says it is impossible, but my heart rebels against this thought and says it is quite possible. So that conflict must be resolved first between our doubts, which is the function of the mind, and the heart. Here heart means not the physical heart, but that heart where we can see God. Hridaya kamala madhye rajitam nirvikalpam namonam jyoti rajyoti ujjvala hridi kandara. In Vedantic text, a cave is always an apt analogy given to represent this heart, and according to Sri Ramakrishna, where God, deity and devotee meet together, that is called heart. We will talk about these beautiful subjects thoroughly even in our next class also. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padupadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May the Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.